This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. China's stock market fell 5.3% today. The biggest drop in 4 years came after the Chinese government, without apology, pressed ahead with its campaign to pop what it sees as a credit bubble and drive up short-term interest rates. And how ready are big banks around the world for the occasional sling or arrow like this, or a bigger financial crisis? The people who watch over the global banking system, it's called the Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, has a new view on this. In its annual report, the BIS says the banks have engaged in what it calls window dressing. For more, we're joined now by Marketplace's Stephen Beard live. Good morning, Stephen. How you
Hello,
doing?
Hello, David. I'm fine.
So tell me about this window dressing criticism of the banks.
Okay, well, since the financial crisis, there's been a push to get the banks to hold more capital in relation to what they're lending out so they can cover their losses. Now, these so-called capital ratios are defined according to the riskiness of the assets the banks are holding. Cash, of course, would be the most secure. Greek government bonds, for example, would be much riskier. Now, what the BIS is saying is that banks have been downplaying the riskiness of some of these assets, and that's allowed them to maintain or raise lending. The BIS says this is potentially dangerous, and regulators should take a closer look at the practice.
Now, these BIS folks have also weighed in on the debate about central bank stimulus after the comments from Fed Chair Ben Bernanke in recent weeks. What's their conclusion?
Yes, the BIS has backed Bernanke, and as Christian Schulz of the Berenberg Bank points out, the BIS has said it's important to get this message across that central banks cannot play Father Christmas forever printing money and holding down interest rates.
Economies, markets should not rely on central banks to come to the rescue forever. It does take both the public sector, but also the private sector, to get ready for an environment of higher interest rates.
And the BIS has a stark message for governments. It says you've got to do the job of stimulating growth through economic reform.
Our man in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard.